Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. In the first, and the second, the fourth, and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we have to give Ma'aseh Sheni. The halacha is, there's a fundamental machlokes in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. How do we look at Ma'aseh Sheni? Because the halacha is that Ma'aseh Sheni produce should be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten there by the owners. So the question is Ma'aseh Sheni considered Mamon Bailam? Is it considered the property, ownership of its owners? Or because it all emanates from Kedushas Ma'aser, so then maybe it should be considered Ma'aseh, then maybe it should be considered Mamon Gevoya? That is the question that we begin to address with today's shiur. Begins the Gemara Amar of Avsi, Isa shel Ma'aseh Sheni, if we have a dough that was made out of Ma'aseh Sheni, the Divrei Remeya, according to Remeya, who in Masech the Kedushin is of the opinion that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gevoya, so if it's Mamon Gevoya, it's Patur Menachala. If the Divrei Chachamim, who hold in Masech the Kedushin that they're considered Mamon Bailim, so if they're considered Mamon Bailim, they're Chayev Aspechala. The Chai Bechala. Similarly, Matzah Shel Ma'aseh Sheni. If we have Matzah that was made in Yerushalayim out of Ma'aseh Sheni produce, L'divrei Meya, according to Meya, Ein Odom Yotzei Bel Yedei Chavos BePesach, a person cannot use Ma'aseh Sheni funds to Ma'aseh Sheni produce to make Matzah. L'divrei Chachamim, according to Chachamim, Yotzei Bel Yedei Chavos BePesach, you could use it. And as Rashi Divrei Maskel Umatza explains, we learned earlier on Daf Lamed Vav that there were opinions that said you can't use Ma'aseh Sheni for matzah because Torah calls it lechem oini, bread that can be eaten when one is rachman slon and oinen. Ma'aseh Sheni, when we say the vidu ma'aseh, we say loyachate v'mene b'tamei, that it was not consumed when the person was tamei, and therefore, according to that opinion, Ma'aseh Sheni cannot be used for matzah. But according to the man d'omer that didn't learn, Rabbi Kiva, who didn't learn lechem oini as lechem as aninus, still says Rameyer, Rabbi Kiva, even though he didn't have that rasha, still will agree that you can't use Ma'aseh Sheni for matzah. Whereas according to the Chachamim, Yotze Bo Yedei Chavos BePesach, one can use Ma'aseh Sheni for Matzah. Esrig Shem Ma'aseh Sheni. What about the Esrig that is a Ma'aseh Sheni Esrig? The Divrei Meir, according to Meir, Ein Yotze Bo Yedei Chavos BeYontif, you cannot use it on Yontif and Esrig for Ma'aseh Sheni. The Divrei Chachamim, according to Chachamim, Adam Yotze Bo Yedei Chavos BeYontif, you can. And the Rishash makes an interesting observation. When it speaks about matzahs on Pesach, it says, Ein adam yotzei yedei chavasu bePesach. When it speaks about the esrig on Sukkos, it doesn't say Sukkos, it says Yontif. Why doesn't it say, adam yotzei, ein adam yotzei yedei chavasu bSukkos, similar to the wording that the Gemara used regarding matzah on Pesach? So the Rishash explains. He says, the chiv of taking the dalam minim on the first day, Yontif, is a chiv everywhere. The chiv of taking the dalam minim elsewhere on the other 6 days, and outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there is no chiv midaraisa. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiv, there, in the Beis HaMikdash, there is a chiv. So we would think that since in the chiv of taking the esrig on all 7 days of Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash is different, therefore, the chiv of taking the esrig, that it should be yours and it can't be Ma'aseh Sheni, is only on the first day Yontif, where the pasuk says lochem, as we're going to learn. So on the first day Sukkos, you can't be yotze the dal minim with Ma'aseh Sheni. But on the rest of Yontif, in the Beis HaMikdash, where they took an esrig, there the halacha would be that not only is the esrig taken, but there the halacha would actually be that you could use And you could use the esrig. Everybody would agree that you could use the esrig of Maisa Shaini. And that's why it says Yontif. Only on the first day Yontif may you not use such a esrig. The rest of the Yontif, not. Maskel Rapapa. So Rapapa asks, Bishlami Isa, regarding the Aloch of Isa, the Ksiv, the Torah, when it speaks about the Chiv Chalop, says, Arisoy Seichem, Misholchem. It has to be your dough. And according to Rameya, Maisa Sheini doesn't belong to an individual, and therefore there's no Chiv Chalop. But Esrig, Nami, by Esrig also the Torah uses the word Lekachtem Lochem, Shulchem Yehei, it has to belong to you. And therefore, according to Rameya, you can't use an Dalaminim of Maisa Sheini. Ela Matzah, Miksev Matzaschem, does the Torah ever use the word Matzaschem that we should suggest that the Matzahs can't be, have to belong to you, and they can't be for Maisa Sheini? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Tamer of Yemer Bashalmya. As Yalachem Lechem. We learn Xerish Shava. Ksiv Hocha, by Matzah, the Torah uses the words Lechem Oini. Viksiv Hasam, and the Torah regarding the Chi of Chala says, Vahoya Ba'ochlechem, Milechem Ha'oretz, Ma'la Halon, Mishalchem. Just like by Chala, we just said it has to belong to you. Af Kan, here too, it should have to be, it has to be belong Lechem, it has to be yours. So Tysus, the very maskal asks a question. We learned on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis that matzah of tevel cannot be used for matzah. So why do we have to have, asked Tosfos, a special lima to exclude the matzah of tevel from being able to use for matzah? In the matzah of tevel, tevel we know is produce from which trumas and maisers have not been removed. If trumas and maisers haven't been removed, then they're not his and it's not lechem. So Tysus answers that we're talking about a case, perhaps, where there's more than a kazayis of matzah. So even if we ignore the part of the matzah that belongs to the kayin, the truma, the part of the matzah that belongs to the meiser, we may still have enough of matzah that's not tevel. That's why we need a special limit for tevel. Another limit, we're talking about a case where the Kohen himself may not use Tevel. Even though there's Truma and Maisa, which a Kohen, of course, may eat, in there, so it's not a problem for him, we still need a special limud that if it's Tevel, so there's no problem of Lechem, but we still have a special limud that it may not be used for Matzah. So perhaps, says the Gemara, we could bring a Rai to this position. It says in a Braisa, Isa Shemaisa Sheini, Turis Menachal Divir Ameya, V'chomer Chayovis. So we see that the Chiv of Maisa Sheni and Chala is connected to that Machlokes of Ramei Chachamim. Ask the Gemara, Lema Messiah? The Gemara seems to say maybe this is a Raya. It's not a Raya, it's not maybe a Raya. Hainu Hach, it's exactly what we said as we started the Shia today. According to Ramei, the Maisa Sheni Mam Balim, that's why, Mam Gavoya, that's why you can't, you're not Chayav Chala. Hach Kama. Says the Gemara, this is what the Gemara meant to say. Lema b'isa. Just like we have a machloikus by the chala of Maisa Sheni, b'hanach nefkli, so we share a machloikus by Esrog Matzah is the same. Odil mashani hasam, maybe by chala, the Torah uses the words arisoy seichem, trezimni. And that's why maybe only by chala there's halacha. You can't use, you're not chayv and chala if it doesn't belong to you. But by matzah, or by Esrig, where the Torah is not so emphatic that it has to belong to you, maybe that halacha doesn't apply, and therefore the Gemara says only it seems to be traveling together, but not necessarily travel together. So the halacha is, the matzah, our Gemara just said, should be shalachem. The question is, what about matzah gzula? Matzah gzula, the Rishonim say, first of all, there's a problem, on one hand, of a mitzvah baba avera. On the other hand, a matzah gezula, as soon as you eat the matzah, it becomes yours because you're kind of with eating it. So, of course, you have to return to the person who you stole from, whatever you stole from him, but there is no chiv, but it may not be a problem with shalachem. There's a very big discussion here in the Paiskim about ownership of matzah because our Gemara very much clearly indicates that just like we're saying by chalop, and now we're expanding it to dalaminim, and we're expanding it to matzah. It has to be shalachem. And the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Tuf Nun Dalet Sif Dalet says matzah tzricha shetia mel shalachem. A person should own his own matzah. And the Mishnah Brura says it's based on our Gemara, and this is the position of all the achrayim, that one has to be careful to own the matzah that he's going to be yotze the mitzvah matzah with on Pesach evening. The question is, what does that mean? What I mean to say is that taking ownership of something, there are different kinyonim, there are different ways of taking ownership. So the Paiskim suggest that when we want to take ownership of matzah, that which should really be ours, we should make sure to pay for it with cash, or make sure that if we pay with a cash, or we pay with check or credit card, we make sure that that check or credit card, the money has already been transferred into the account of the person who we bought the matzah from. Because if it isn't yet paid for in full, even if we could say legally it's considered that you bought it, certainly it's not the l'chatchila the way of doing a kinyan. We want to do a kinyan where we want to be yotz the mitzvah deraisa 100% properly, meaning that you should pay for it and make sure that the person whom you bought it from should have been paid up in whole. Which opens up a famous sfasemis. The sfasemis discusses that if somebody, as is appropriate, invites guests for the seder, and the person who comes to my seder has to eat the matzah, the mitzvah matzah, Pesach by night by the seder, and the question is, is it his? It's not his, it's my matzah, and I'm inviting him to eat in my home. So the Paiskim say that the discussion of the Sfasemis is certainly not regarding family members who live in my home. Family members who live in my home and I eat from my food are all considered my family, and I support them, and they eat here, and all the food that's here certainly is considered shalachem. The question is, if we have guests, even married children who don't live in my home, come to my home for the Seder, is the matzah lechem? And the Sfasemis indeed wants to suggest that the appropriate thing maybe should be that the guest who's going to eat matzah by my Seder should make a kinyan and take ownership of that matzah to fulfill the obligation of lechem. In the Sfasemis itself, the Sfasemis' son-in-law comments that really this issue is dependent on a much more fundamental question, which we've discussed previously. It's a discussion of the Marit. The Marit discusses, we know that when somebody is Mekadosh and Isha, when somebody marries a woman and he uses kesef, he uses money, a ring, or shava kesef, the halacha is of course very strict that I have to have ownership of that ring, that it should be an effective kedushin. That's why it's very common by the chuppah, the masada kedushin, as the chassan wants to be mekadosh the isha, his wife with a ring, asks the chassan, does this ring belong to you? So now the question that the Marit discusses is, if I'm sitting in someone's home and he invited me for a meal and there's food on the table, which of course he tells me I should please eat from, is that food, how do we look at my right to eat that food? Does the halacha look at that right, my right to eat the food, that it's my food? And therefore, if I would take from that food and be Mekadosh and Isha, the Kedushin would be 100% a valid Kedushin because it's my food with which I am being Mekadosh to Isha. Or does the halacha say, yes, I have a right to eat the food, I was invited here to eat the food, but it doesn't mean that it becomes my food. So that's the question that we have to decide when we speak about the matzah that I'm eating in my host home on Pesach evening. If we say that I become the full-fledged owner of the food that I'm invited to eat, so then it's shalachem. And there's no need, as the Sfasemis suggests, that we should need to make a kinyan in the food. But if the food doesn't become mine to the degree that I could use it to be Mekadosh and Isha, so then the halacha would require as the Sfasemis wants to suggest, that I should make a kinyan in that food, and therefore it certainly will become mine, and therefore if it certainly becomes mine, I could use it to fulfill the mitzvah's matzah. By Rav Shimon Lakish, continues the Gemara, Rav Shimon Lakish asks, Mashi Yetzi Adam, what's the halacha if a person can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, Yidei Chavasa, but matzah mechalash and Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim? That means there was Maisa Sheni brought to Yerushalayim, and that Maisa Sheni was made into a dough from which challah was removed. And once the challah was removed, it's given to the Kohen. And now the question is, could someone be yotze the mitzvah's matzah? Could someone be yotze mitzvah's matzah with that challah? Says with that matzah. As the Maralid Rabbi Yosef Glili, that says that you can't ever use Maisa Sheni for matzah, loy tevaylach. Of course, there's no room for this question. Because hashta, bechulin, if I have Maisa Sheni that I made into challah, the Maisa Sheni that was made into challah, any Yisrael Kalit still was saying, loy nofik, you can't use it according to that opinion, you can't use Maisa Sheni for matzah, so chalosoi, which is even more limited, because challah can only be eaten by the Kohen, Mibayi, there's no question, you cannot use such flour for matzah. Kiti Baylach, when is the question relevant? Alibi de Rekiva, according to the opinion of Rekiva, who said that we can use matzah of Maisa Sheni, now the question is that even though we can use matzah of Maisa Sheni, the question now is, can we use challah that was separated from Maisa Sheni, can we use that for mitzvah matzah? Because maybe we would say, we learned earlier that the Torah says, b'chol mosh v'seichem toichlu matzahs, and we learned that daf lamed vav and beis, we only could use an ingredient for matzah that can be eaten b'chol ha-meshavas. And therefore, we learned ma'aser sheni, even though may not be eaten in outside of Yerushalayim, but the Gemara taught us that according to Rebbe Lezer, Maisa Sheni, if it becomes Tamei, could be redeemed in Yerushalayim to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So since there's a circumstance, we learned, that Maisa Sheni could be eaten b'chol mosh v'seichem, not limited to be eaten in Yerushalayim, that's why matzah of Maisa Sheni, Rabbi Kiva said, could be eaten, could be used for matzah. But when is that said? B'chulin hu d'nafik, only Maisa Sheni, regular Maisa Sheni. Dimitma, because as we just said, if it becomes tummy, yeshla hetta b'meshavas, you could be poided to eat it everywhere. Aval chala, but when we speak about chala, the mitma that even if the chala becomes tummy, then lesley hetta b'chol meshavas, it can't be eaten everywhere, because the halach is that chala that gets tummy, it has to be burnt, and so when it's tar, it has to be eaten strictly in Yerushalayim. And there's no, therefore, a situation that Maisa Sheni Challah could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. And since there's no case that it could be eaten out of Yerushalayim, you don't have the heter of B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. Oidama, or an argument could be made, Aminin Hoyel V'Loi Karol Hashem, since if we didn't call it yet challah, if it was just pure Maisa Sheni, and it was itme, we said, Islehet b'chol meshavas, then it could be eaten outside Yerushalayim, if it became tamei and was redeemed, then, and therefore, nafak ba, it could be used for mitzvah matzah, hashtanami, even though I designated it as challah, I could still be yoytzit with this, the chiv matzah, because it's challah, because the halacha is, challah can be eaten everywhere. Maisa Sheni can't be eaten everywhere. So if we take each one of these factors that we have to think about when we look at this food, on one hand it's Maisa Sheni, but as we just said, Maisa Sheni, there's a situation that can be eaten b'chol meshavas. On the other hand, it's challah, and yes, challah that's tamei may not be eaten anywhere, but before it was tamei, it was challah, and regular challah can be eaten everywhere. And as the Sfasemis explains this Gemara, because the Sfasemis is bothered, at the end of the day, this challah Maisa Sheni will never be able to eat outside Yerushalayim. If it's not Tomei, it's Maisa Sheni. If it's Tomei, it must be burnt. But what the Gemara means to say is that since the disqualifications that this food comes from are disqualifications that are not absolute, that is perhaps enough and of a reason to call it b'chol ma'ishvei seichem. Moreover, the Pnei Yeshua explains that even though we're applying the concept of hoyel, and here we want to use the concept of hoyel retroactively, he said, but since regarding the chiyuv challah, we see that the chiyuv challah is not a chiyuv that is so strongly tied to Yerushalayim, so it doesn't have the problem of a chol ma'ishvei seichem, even though there is a period that it does become so connected to Yerushalayim, maybe it should be mutter. Ikadamri, but there's another version. The case that we just discussed, Chalas Meisah Sheni, Vadi Aminin Hoyel. And since potentially Chalas could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, this is fine. Kiti Boilach, B'chala Lakuch B'kesa Meisah Sheni. We're not talking about the actual Meisah Sheni produce, we're talking about you bought challah with Meisah Sheni funds, and now it has the status of Meisah Sheni, and says the Gemara, "Variba Rabbanon to buy loch." According to Rabbanon, there is no question. Kivin the Amri, since they said that anything that becomes tamei that was bought with Meisah Sheni funds, yipada, it may be redeemed. So it's the same as Maisa. And since it's the same as Maisa, and if it's redeemed, it can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, so there's no question that it is fine. Kite Boiloch, the question is according to Rabbanon, according to Yehuda. The Omar, he has a very interesting position. He says there's different levels of Maisa Sheni. The real Maisa Sheni is Maisa Sheni that is the actual produce that is Maisa Sheni. Then you have money of Maisa Sheni, which means that you had, Baruch Hashem, a lot of Maisa Sheni produce. It was difficult to bring it all up to Yerushalayim, so that Torah gives us the ability to be paid, to redeem it wherever I am, and take the money. If I myself, the owner of the Maisa Sheni, am paid it, I have to add a fifth, and take that money up to Yerushalayim, and use that money to buy food. So I use that money to buy challah. So now, and it has the din of Maisa Sheni because I used Maisa Sheni to buy it. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, this is a much lower level Maisa Sheni. It's not pure Maisa Sheni. It's only something that was bought with Maisa Sheni funds. And the halacha is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to see, that type of Maisa Sheni, which is a lower level Maisa Sheni, the Torah didn't give us the option of pidgin. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Maisah Sheni, Perek Masechta Maisah Sheni, actually teaches us, Halakuch Maisah Sheni, food that was bought with Maisah Sheni funds, Shenitma, the Chum hold that just like anything of Maisah Sheni that becomes Tamei can be redeemed, this also Yipada may be redeemed. Rabbi Daimer, since it doesn't have such a strong level of Kedusha, it has to be Yikover. So me Amrinan. So now the Gemara poses the question, since if it wasn't lekuach, since if it was pure Maisah Sheni, we're saying pure Maisah Sheni can be used for matzah. So the halacha is, and then we could apply the concept of hoyel, lekarle, if I wouldn't have called it chal, if itma, yeshle, hetta b'mashavas v'nafgabay, it could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore I can now also use it even in Yerushalayim. Here we want to apply the concept of hoyel twice. Tayhoyel, we want to say hoyel twice. We want to say hoyel on the challah aspect, and we want to say hoyel on the matzah aspect. To say hoyel twice, we don't say. Amar Rava, so Rava Paskins, Mestaber Shem Maisacheru. If it's Maisa Sheni, it's Maisa Sheni, and all Maisa Sheni we're saying can be used for matzah. It makes no difference if it's challah. It makes no difference what type of Maisa Sheni, what type of challah, it can be used in Yerushalayim for matzah. We learned in the Mishnah that Flamed Hey Omer Aleph, Chalas Toida, the Chalas that were brought along with the Karmel Toida, the Rekikei Nazir, the matzahs that were brought by the Nazir when he completed his Naziris, Osan l'atzman, if you made him for yourself, en yotzimba. So the question is, why not? Menani mili, Amar Rava da Amar Kra, the pasuk says, So I learned from this pas. I learned from this pasuk. Matzah hamishtameris l'shem matzah. Matzah which is made and for shem matzah can be used. Yotzu shem mishtaris l'shem matzah. It wasn't made l'shem matzah. El l'shem zavach. It was made for the same of the carbon. And Rashi explains that when it comes to matzah, you have to have kavanah that should be l'shem mitzvah matzah. In fact, the Bi'ur Halacha, based on this, in Siman Tov Samach, explains that we see from Rashi a psak that the Pri Chodesh tells us. He says that the Halacha by Kabonis is Tamal Lashmo. That if we don't know if the person had the proper Kavanah or not, we could assume that Tamal Lashmo, that he had the proper Kavanah. So why don't we say the same by Matzis, that it's made L'shem Matzis? So says the Bi'ur Halacha, the stoma l'shma could only be said by a carbon. If I designate it for a carbon, and I'm doing the avoda for the carbon, Chazal teaches us that unless we have reason to say otherwise, we assume it was done l'shma. By matzah, that isn't satisfactory. By matzah, you have to have a much higher level of l'shem mitzvah matzah. And Rabbi Baruch Ber gives a very beautiful explanation. He says, what are we doing with a carbon? We're doing all the various avoidas of a carbon. So why would you do all these avoidas? Why would a person do all these avoidas with this animal? The avoida that we're doing with the carbon is the best indication that I mean it to be done l'shem carbon. When you bake a matzah, people bake matzahs all the time. So just baking matzahs doesn't mean that you had the kavanah of matzah. And the only way I can know for sure that you had the kavanah of matzah is if you had specifically l'shem matzis matzah. And if you don't have that specific kavana, then the halacha, says Rabbi Chanan, in explaining what we're learning now, it would not be good for matzah. Rabbi Yosef gives a different reason, that if the matzah wasn't baked l'shem matzis matzah, it wouldn't be good. The amakra, the pasuk regarding matzah says, shivas yama matzis teichelu. The matzahs that are baked for Pesach are eaten for 7 days. So he learns from there, matzah nechels l'shivas yamim, the matzah that's meant to be eaten for 7 days is kosher to be matzah. Yotzu, the loaves that are brought along with the carbon taidu, with the carbon nazar, ain't nechels l'shivas yamim, they may not be eaten for 7 days, they're only eaten for yoyim v'layla. They're only eaten for 1 day. And as Rabbi Chanan explaining Rashi, the Vremaskushan explains, that when we bake the matzah l'shem carbon, we bake it with the intention that it should only be eaten for 1 day. Whereas when we bake regular matzahs, we bake it with the intention that I should be able to eat it all of Yom Tov. And therefore, you can't matzah that was baked only with the intention that it should be allowed to be eaten for 1 day and 1 night lacks in being kosher matzah. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi, the Rabba, Tanya Kavasi, the Rabbi Yosef. There's a brisa that supports Rabba's explanation. There's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yosef's explanation. Tanya Kavasi, the Rabba, Yochel Yetze Yedei Chavosai, one with Yetze the Chiv of Matzah, Bechal's Toydo Rikiki Nozer, Tamaloim Vishmatam as a Matzah, Matzah Mishtameris Lashay Matzah. You could use for matzah. Yotzazu, this matzah, Shenem Mishtameris Lashay Matzah, which wasn't made Lashay Matzah, El Hashem Zevach, and therefore can't be used. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yosef, but there's a braisa that supports Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Yochel Yetzi Adam Yedei Chavosai, that you can be Yotzi Mitzvah Smatzah, Bechalas Toid of a Rikiki Nazar, Tamaloimer, Shivas Yamim, Matzah Techelu, Matzah and the Chalas L'Shiva, Matzah that was baked to be used all 7 days of Pesach, is Kosher Matzah, Yotzazu, Shein and the Chalas L'Shiva L'Yom V'Layla, this Matzah that was baked only to be eaten 1 day and 1 night. Ask the Gemara, the typically, but why do we have to come onto these drushes to explain why matzah of the Karmel Toida and matzah of the Rikike Nozer are not good? Typically, lechem oini, that we should go back to what we learned earlier in the week on the Flamav of Aman Aleph, the lechem oini, the Rabbi Yosef Glili said, only of type of food, mi shenechel b'ninus, that one can eat when he's an oinin rechman slan. Yotzu zu, the rikike nazush, and nechel b'ninus, they may not be eaten b'ninus, they must be eaten b'simcha. Answers the Gemara, because these tanoim, these amaroim, Sabak Rabbi Kiva, hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Aniksiv. And as we learned, Rabbi Kiva says that we learn from that pasuk Lechem Ani, Lechem Sh'ainen Olav Dvarim Harbe, and has nothing to do with Aninus. And that's why we had to come up with a new reasoning. But ask the Gemara, these matzahs were baked with oil. And typically, the Havilei Matzah Ashira. And we learned earlier this week that Matzah Ashira cannot be used for matzah. Answers the Gemara, Amish Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, reveals he, they only used a reveal of oil for all of the loaves, the matzah, and it was divided amongst many chalas, so you have a very small amount of oil, and since you have a very small amount of oil, therefore the halacha is that, and we're going to explain how little oil we have in a moment, therefore it's not considered matzah ashira. But ask the mashal that when we discussed matzah ashira, we said that when you have a combination of oil and water, not only is it matzah ashira, but it becomes chametz much quicker than if you had water alone. So why here? Yes, as we're going to explain, you have very little oil. But even though you have very little oil, but you have the oil in the water, doesn't that become chametz very quickly? So the mashal gives two terutzim. One terutz is, as we're saying, when you have such a small amount of oil, even if it's mixed with water, it's not a problem. That's one pshat. Another pshat that he says is, when is the combination of oil and water a problem? If it's not made properly. But who made these kabbonis? The kahanim. Kahanim's rizenhein, and therefore, even though normally a mixture of oil and water can be very concerning in terms of it becoming chametz, we don't have that concern when we don't have that concern, he explains, when it's oil and water being worked on by the kahanim. Of course, with every carbon taida, they brought four types of loaves, 10 of each, which is a total of 40. One of the types was chametz, and the other three were chalas, their chalos, rikikim, and revuka, which were not chametz, they were matzah. With these 30 loaves of matzah, they brought a half a loig of shemen. They divided that half a loig into two quarters. One quarter of the loig was used for the 10 chalas, which are revuka, and the other quarter of a loig was used for the 20 chalas that were chalas and rikikim. So even in the revuka, we only had a quarter of a loig of oil for 10 loaves. And we had a tremendous amount of flour. We had 10 esroinim for the chametz and 10 esroinim for the 30 loaves which were matzah. So that means from every one of the matzah type of loaves, they were made out of 3 1/3 esroinim of flour. In the 3 1/3 esroin of flour of revuka, you had a quarter of a loig of shemen. In the 6 2/3 flour that were used for the chalas and rikikin, which is 20 loaves, you only had a quarter of a loig of oil. Since you had such a small amount of oil, as we explained a moment ago, there's no problem of matzah ashira, as we explained with the mashal. But typically, but ask the Gemara, another reason why we should not be able to use the, and the Gemara gives a different reason why we shouldn't be able to use the carbon taida and the rikikin for matzah. But typically, and in the Chalas B'chol Meshavas, as we discussed so extensively in our shiur today, that they only could use matzah that could be eaten all over. Of course, the carbon could only be eaten in the Azara and Yerushalayim. Answers the Gemara Amar Eish Lakish, there were times where it could be eaten all over Eretz Yisrael. Zay Samaris, Chalas Toidav Rekiki Nazar, Necholim B'Noivah Given. They could be eaten in Noivah Given. So Rashi over here goes into a long explanation about the history, based on the Gemara Masechta Zvachim and Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Beis. Before the Mishkan was erected by Moshe Rabbeinu, there were bomas, and all kabbanas were brought on bamas, and actually the avoda was done by the bechayrim. Once the mishkan was erected, the avoda was given to the kahanim, and one would not be allowed anymore to bring a carbon on the bama. Once Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, and they built Mishkan Gilgal, the first 14 years that they were in Eretz Yisrael, where they were conquering the land and dividing the land, bamas were mutter. After they finished those 14 years, they put up the Mishkan in Shiloh. During the time that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, bamas became prohibited. When Mishkan and Shiloh got destroyed in the time of Eli, when the Aron was captured and taken to Eretz Plishtin, they came to Noiv. Noiv was not a full-fledged Mishkan. It was stone walls. There was no Aron there. And therefore, even when they returned the Aron was not brought to the Mishkan in Noiv. The Aron was left in Kiryas Yoarim, and that's where it was until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. But there was a Mizbeach in Mishkan Noiv and Givon. But during that period of our history, bamas were mutter. Kachim could only be brought at Mishkan Noiv and could only be eaten in Mifnim Klayim inside the Zara, inside the curtains of that area. Kachakalim and Maisusheni during that period can be brought in any bama and can be eaten all over Eretz Yisrael. And first, the Mishkan was a Noiv. Shaul killed out Noiv era Kohanim, killed the Kohanim. The Mishkan was then taken to Givon, but the Halacha was the same during that entire period. So we had a period where Kabanas could be eaten, could be brought, Kachim Kalim. A carbon toidah is Kachim Kalim, which can be brought not only in Noiv and Givon, and can be eaten everywhere. And therefore, Noiv and Givon were allowed to, so we had a time where the carbon toidah could be eaten b'chol ma'yishvei seichem, and that can't be the reason why it can't be used for matzah. The Rishonim ask, so when we speak about Bikurim, we had a discussion earlier in our perek if Bikurim could be used for matzah, and we said Bikurim could only be eaten in Yerushalayim, but why? Why don't we say the same word that we said here, that Bikurim during the time of Noiv and Givon could be eaten everywhere? So the Ramban says that even though Kachim Kalim, which Bikurim ostensibly is, should be allowed to be eaten everywhere at the time of Noiv and Givon, the Torah says regarding Bikurim, Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecha. It's Beis Hashem, it only can be brought to the Mishkan, and therefore wouldn't be qualified for B'kol Ma'ashvei Seichem. Tanya, Amar Rav Eloi Sha'altis Rav Eleza, Ma'ashi Yetzi Adam, could somebody Yotze Mitzvah Matzah, B'chalas Toidav Rekika Nozer? V'amalini responded, Lo Shemati, I don't know the Halacha. Bas V'shalti L'fnei Rabbi Shua, so then I asked this question by Rabbi Shua, Amalini, so he said, "Arei Amru, we learned Chalas Toidav Rekikin Nozer Shasun LaAtzmai. If you made them for your own purpose, ain't Adam Yotzi? You can't use it for matzah. Limka B'shuk, but if you made it to sell for everyone, Yotzi Ben." Says the Gemara, "Shabasu V'Yotzei Dvaram Ufnei Rabbi Lezer." When I said this over to Rabbi Lezer, Amrali Bris, it's a Lashon Shvuah. Hein Advaram Shneim L'Mosh Mesinai. That's the halacha that was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ika De Amri. But there's a different version of what was said. Bris hein advarim shenever l'mosh m'sinai. So the way Rashi says, it was a question. Is what you're saying a halacha l'mosh m'sinai that we have to accept without understanding? V'loy tamabayi? Don't we have to understand what's the reason for this distinction between chalas toy that you made for yourself, which may not be used for matzah, and chalas toy that you made for selling, which can be used? Amar Rava, kol l'shuk. Whenever you make something for the purpose of selling, imluche mimlech, you make up in your mind, Amar, im is dabin. If I'm successful in selling them, great. V'ilem is dabin, but if I am not successful in selling them, I'll use it, epibah no. So when you bake that matzah, up front, when you bake the matzah, it was your intention that you should, it was your intention that you could use it for any purpose. So the Sha'as HaTshuvas Chazoy Nachum in Simen Lamed Beis asks a question. He says, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Tzadik paskins that we know that whenever we blow the shofar, we have to have a tekiah lefaneh, tekiah l'achroneh. So first we blow three sets of tekiah shvarim through a tekiah. And then we blow three times tekiah shvarim tekiah. Why do we do it? So the whole blowing of the shofar, the whole purpose of blowing the shofar is because, in this way, is because we're not exactly sure. Is it supposed to be tekiah shvarim tekiah? Is it supposed to be tekiah shvarim through a tekiah? So he asks the question, why not blow one tekiah and make a tenai that if I need to blow tekiah shvarim truah, so then this should be the tekiah for after the shvarim truah. If the halacha is that I have to blow tekiah shvarim tekiah, so this should be the tekiah before the shvarim. Why do I have to blow tekiah twice? And his question, the Chazoy Nachum's question, is based on our Gemara, because we're learning in our Gemara that you can make a tanai on the matzah, that if it's going to be used for carbon, it should be used for carbon. If it's not going to be used for the carbon, it should not be, then I could use it for matzah. So he answers, there's a very fundamental difference between a tekiah and baking matzahs. He says, baking matzahs, the goal is to have a matzah. So since the goal is to have a matzah, I have a matzah here. Yes, I don't know what I'm going to be doing with this matzah. Will it be used l'shem matzah? Will it be used for carbon? But it is a real matzah, and therefore I can make such a tanai. Whereas the way I understand what the Chazoy Nachum is trying to say, when it comes to tekiah shofar, the kavana of the tekiah is an essential part of the tekiah. It's not just that I have to have a tekiah. I have to have a tekiah with the proper kavana. And to have a kavana that maybe it's this, or maybe or that it's that, is not considered a good kavana. And therefore, if I'm going to start making tanoim in the kavana, and therefore, it's not an option to do for blowing the shofar.